Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Two Al-Shabaab car bombs exploded outside the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport early Tuesday during morning rush hour, killing at least 13 people, according to Somali security officials. Al-Shabaab, Somalia's Al-Qaeda-linked terror organization, claimed responsibility for the attack. Seven of the 13 people killed were UN guards, according to UN to security officials. The entrance targeted in the bombing is regularly used by employees who work at the airport and is located near UN and African Union buildings that connect to the airport. Residents in the area reported hearing two massive explosions around 9 a.m. local time. A security source told VOA that private security guards charged with protecting UN personnel outside the AU compound were also at the checkpoint at the time of the attack. Malawi's president ordered the arrest Tuesday of an HIV-positive man, Eric Aniva, who is being paid to have sex with more than 100 adolescent girls as part of a traditional ritual marking their passage to womanhood. The order was issued after the man from the Southern District gave a media interview confessing that he had slept with the girls for a fee for between $4 and $7 paid by their families. The ritual is believed to train girls to become good wives. The Islamic State group said Tuesday that two assailants who stormed a church in France killed an elderly priest were its soldiers, according to an IS-linked agency report. The French Interior Ministry spokesman says an investigation is being conducted. He says the parish prosecutor has given the investigation to the anti-terrorism unit. VOA News.